on what is turning into a pretty sweet Sunday evening. It is Richmond and Hinckley in the opening round of the 99th State Amateur Baseball Tournament with the first two and the last two. It is the Glenn Carlson Award winning Randy Rosnight.
Thank you very much, Kirby Hemish. Absolutely gorgeous here in Meesville this afternoon. We're starting this about an hour late. Thanks for your patience. Back at home in the Richmond area, whether you're listening tonight at Corky's Bar or over at Hapley's or over at Jerry's, or maybe you're at the campfire behind the barber shop, and maybe you're in the garage where John and Hildy are scrubbing potatoes and scrubbing pickles. That's where you're listening to Richmond Baseball. As the first pitch to Jay Shalshire is a ball, and 1-0 will be a chase. Cameron Miller and Cole Schmitz facing a right-hander. Ben Stickler, and Ben delivers high for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and Alshire will take ball three inside, and a 3-0 the count to the leadoff hitter for the Royals. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. A couple left-handed hitters for the Royals, the 1-2, as Alshire will take high, and he'll walk to lead off the first four Richmond.
He got walked a lot in the region tournament too, Randy. He had been on base a pile.
Gonna bring Cam Miller to the plate. Cameron playing in right field today here in the region tournament. We saw him play third base a little bit for the Royals. Saw him play some right field. Miller can play multiple positions, and today he's in right. Done some DH, and he tries to lay down a bunt. More of a drag bunt, Kirby, and 0-1 as he folds it off. The Malds, one strike. We'll set Hinckley up for you shortly defensively. As Miller looks down to Blaine Ottman, Chase Alshire, nursing a little bit of a leg injury in the regional tournament. Takes his lead over at first. Miller squares to bunt, and he'll pull back on that, and it's high for a ball, 1-1. Isaiah Haas over at third. At shortstop, it's Isaiah Brennan. At second base, Corey Schmidt. And over at first base, Sean Asmus. As coming to the set, it's Sickler, and that pitch is high and 2-1. In left field, Max Sickler. Out in center field, TJ Johnson. In right field, Lucas Willis. And behind the plate, Trevor Johnson. With right-hander Ben Sickler on the mound, he'll be DH for today. Pitch high to Cam Miller, and now the count at three balls and a strike. And quite honestly, those balls thrown by Sickler have missed by quite a bit. Not close at all in the strike zone. Three balls, one strike. Alshire leads from first. Not a big lead for Chase, and that's going to be outside. And back-to-back walks to the Royals here in the first inning. And Kirby, we had this discussion in regions. Cole coming to the plate. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. He's not going to bunt, is he?
No, he's not. if you'd like to wager, Randy, I'll take whatever you have to offer, be it a candy bar or your vehicle. But he will not be asked to bunt right here. And if you're Sickler, you're not just going to want to toss one in there on 0-0 either.
Wind blowing from right to left. We are actually facing about straight north. We're looking north here as the pitch coming in. That's going to plunk Cole Schmitz on number 22 right in the back. And so Cole's going to take first base, and he says, I'll do that. It'll bring Sam Holthouse to the plate, and it brings a visit to the mound early on.
The manager Haas out of the dugout as yeah, you go walk bean to start your state tournament. It's an opportunity to get some guy loose in the pen and then try to settle a guy down.
Looks like Ted Haas, the manager. Yeah, activity down in the bullpen right off the bat, one of their draftees.
Chase Oslin, a Quamba Cub, out of the pen to go heat it up. Told you before, you got to be ready for anything in the single elimination of the state amateur baseball tournament.
So the Royals with a golden opportunity here in the first inning. Sam Holthouse steps up to the plate. The Royal first baseman. Holthouse takes high for a ball from Sickler, and the count 1-0. That's where a lot of Sickler's pitches have been, up in the zone and outside. Holthaus takes a whack at 1-0, and he'll follow this out of play. And the count at 1-1 to Sam Holthaus. Are you surprised Sam swung at that pitch?
That's had. I mean, you got walk bean, but it was in there.
Here's the 1-1 called strike on the outside corner, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. That pitch definitely on the outside corner as Sickler delivers, and Holthaus checks his swing. Inside, nope, they say he did not go around on that check swing, and the count, two balls, two strikes, and I think they are correct.
Little zip on the heater right there from Sickler, Randy. Some frustration coming out of the arm?
Probably. Two balls, two strikes. Holthaus takes low for a ball, and Sickler's gone to a 3-2 count, and not a good start for the right hand for the Hinkley Knights. Altshire leads from third, Miller at second over at first, Cole Schmitz. And the pitch to Holthaus is outside, ball four. Wow, walk, hit batter, walk. And the manager, Haas, looking down to his bullpen, and he's walking rather quickly to see if his pitcher is ready down in that bullpen. He's already made one mound visit.
Can't go back unless you make the move now. So Richmond gets one in, and they strike early without swinging the bat.
Brings up the Royals. One of their hottest hitters is Justin Schrader, and he drills it to second. The flip to second for one. The relay to first in time. The Royals get a run and a double play, though, 4-6-3.
Schmitz ends up at third, but Schrader all over that ball. Randy right at the second baseman, Corey Schmidt, who flips it on the backhand to Brennan at short. Big two outs right there for Sickler, and now big spot in the game early for Kyle Buddy.
Absolutely. He has coming across to score is Altshire. And Kyle Buddy at the plate. Pitch to Buddy. Is a strike called. And 0-2.
Hook right there.
No balls, two strikes. Buddy pops this one up over on the right side at first base. Asmus calling for it, and that was up there. He makes the catch for the out, and boy, the Knights very fortunate there that they only give up one run in that first inning. One run, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So we have played a half an inning. Richmond won. Hinkley coming to bat. More baseball in a minute and a half here on KASM.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Come join us for breakfast at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Open at 8 Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday, the breakfast menu includes specialty French toast and breakfast quesadilla, fluffy pancakes, eggs any style, bacon, ham and sausage, hash browns, caramel roll, and more. Plus, Queen Bee's is now taking orders for homemade buns and caramel rolls. It's the very secret recipe of Doris, Jen, and Trisha at Queen Bee's in Painesville. Call to order at 320-243-3975.
All right, we head to the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Richmond. I apologize for that. Getting a little behind in my scorebook here and just caught up in all the drama that took place in that first inning. And it's just walk, hit batter, walk.
You always were a slave to the drama, Randy.
I was. But 2-0 Richmond. They grab a 2-0 lead. And left-hander Luke Jokla gets to face Max Sickler, Trevor Johnson, and Isaiah Haas. Joklo's first pitch is outside of ball, 1-0.
A win in regions for Joe Kula. No decision in his other start, that marathon game he started against New Munich.
There's a breaking ball that crosses the plate, 1-1. On the infield for the Royals, over at third base, Chase Elshire at short, Adam Bacchus. Second base, Kyle Buddy. And at first base, it's Sam Holthaus. Has drive to center field. It's Thielen back in, making the catch. Carter does in, I'd say, maybe a little right center field, just off center field just a bit. One out. Jokula gets that first out. Always a big first out. And Trevor Johnson, the catcher, to the plate.
Sickler ran into the first baseman, Sam Holthaus, on that, Randy. As the umpire, so obviously once he catches it, that negates everything. But if that ball were to have been a single, he would have been awarded second, right?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Interference and kind of obstructing the runner. First pitch strike call to Trevor Johnson. And Jokula delivers just a little bit high in the count. One ball, one strike. In left field for the Royals today, Dusty Adams in center, Carter Thielen out in right field, Cameron Miller. Cole Schmitz behind the plate trying to frame that pitch and call the ball, 2-1.
You can see Dusty way out there?
Barely.
We're a ways away from Dusty.
In the shadow. Here's a drive to right center field. Thielen fading over, and Carter with good speed makes the catch on the run.
That was a nice play on the run by Carter Thielen right there, Randy. They're missing Dalton Thielen at the top of the order and in center field. Dalton makes that catch, but Carter saying, I can get it too. Went a long ways. Hinkley fans were excited for a minute, but forgot about the Thielen speed.
That ball hit just about to the identical spot the first one was, but this one had a little bit more of a line drive to it. Here's a shot to short. Bacchus up with it. Cross the diamond. Adam with the put out, and that'll do it for Hinkley in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 1, Richmond 2, Hinkley nothing. We're back in 1.5.
Plattenberg's Processing in Richmond, family-owned and operated for over 100 years, producing some of Minnesota's finest-tasting home-style meats and sausages. Now's the perfect time to put Plattenberg's meats to the taste test. There's home-cured ham and bacon, breakfast sausage and links, smoked breakfast sausage, blood sausage, pork chops, pork roast, and much more. Plus, you can always pick up their famous wieners, bologna, beef roast, brats, pepper sticks, and other meat products at Richmond Food Pride. Deer hunters, Plattenberg's Processing will take your venison trimmings, too. All roads lead to Plattenberg's Processing in Richmond.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
Dusty Adams leading off the second inning for the Richmond Royals, and he pops this one up in the infield. Adams ball caught at shortstop by Brennan, and one out.
It's a big out for Sickler, Randy. He goes strike to Dusty and then gets the little pop out on the next pitch. So a guy who had definite control issues, he'd be the first to tell you in that first inning, getting strike, and now a strike to Thielen.
I'll bring Carter Thielen to the plate. Carter takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Richmond scoring 2 in the top of the first inning as Sickler, the pitcher, walked 3, hit 1. Here's a fastball down the middle, or a changeup down the middle.
Now 4 strikes to start this inning.
0-2 the count to Carter Thielen. There's a line drive. Sickler gets a glove on it, knocks the speed down, throw to first.
Ooh.
In time to get Carter Thielen, says the first base umpire.
That was a very nice play by the shortstop, Brennan, Randy, as Isaiah had to play the deflection.
Call. I think Carter maybe had that, Kirby.
Ump was right on it, but hustling the whole way. Nice play by the shortstop and 2 quick ones.
Yeah, 1-6-3 on the putout. Two outs. Adam Backus to the plate. Adam now with a new acquired name, Box.
Box.
Yeah.
Did he announce him as that again?
Yes. There's a ground ball back up the middle. This time it gets past Sickler and into center field. Boy, that was a shot hit right back at him. Two in a row. Adam gets himself a single, a two-out single, and sets now the table for Cole Alshire.
Right back up the box, Randy?
Right back up the box.
Having announced guys, I mean, I'm sure I butchered names from guys that I don't know all weekend, but it's kind of funny to hear them say some Stearns County names.
Yep. And Alshire takes a ball low, 1-0. Royals with a two-out base runner in Adam Backus over at first. Alshire walked and scored in his first at-bat. First pitch out of the stretch. That's outside, and the count 2-0. Two outs, no strikes. Sickler back on to the pitching rubber. Backus' lead, and Alshire drills it to second. And it goes through the wickets of a second baseman, Corey Schmidt, and rolls up his arm, and so that'll be an error on Schmidt. As he let that ball play him. He got caught on his heels, Kirby.
Little medium hop on him, Randy. As I think you hit it on the head. If he takes maybe a step in, charge it a little bit, maybe get an advantage right there. Thought he had some time and let it play him, and it goes rolls up the arm, and Richmond a little threat here with two down.
Cameron Miller coming to the plate. Adam Backus at second. Alshire at first. They're going to play behind Alshire at first. And Miller loops this one up the middle. That'll get by the infield. It's going to score Backus, and Richmond's grabbing a 3-0 lead on the RBI single by Cameron Miller.
First pitch swinging by Miller time as he just punches it right back up the guts. And two outs, you get the advantage at second base of going hard the whole way. You don't have to make sure they catch it or anything, Randy. And Backus never slowed down. And it is a run on the board for the Royals.
Cam Miller picking up an RBI single, and the Royals, you know, you keep adding a run here and there and everywhere, Kirby, and all of a sudden it gets to be a big number.
Make it bigger.
Like 15 or like 12 or like 20. Here's Schmitz driving it to right center field. That'll score Alshire. Miller. Oh, Blainer's going to send him. Miller with the throw coming. No, they didn't even throw, and Miller slides home safe. First to third, and Cole gets a couple RBIs, and the Royals grab a 5-0 lead.
Awesome right there. Schmitz gets a guy to score from first on a single as Cole first pitch swinging just like Miller. Cole knocking two in on that solid knock right to the right side. 5-0 Richmond. Alshire scores easily from second, Randy. Miller, Blaine, you said it right away. Sent him the whole time.
He did. He was waving him when Miller rounded second base already. It's like, keep coming, boy. So Cole Schmitz comes up big. Sammy Holthaus at the plate now with two outs and two out runs. And we know what Brad Skoglund always said, Kirby. They win ball games.
Two out hits will get you to heaven.
Yep. One ball, one strike, the count to Sam Holthaus. Holthaus digs in the box. Schmitz takes his lead at first. And that's inside. It goes off the mitt of the catcher. And Cole Schmitz will jog on to second base. Trevor Johnson had that one roll right off his glove. Don't see any activity down in the bullpen. As here's Sickler's pitch. That's fouled to the netting. And the count at two balls, two strikes.
Hoslin did continue to warm up as Hinckley hit
so
in the first.
Warmer,
so he's probably good to go.
Yeah, he's good to go. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Sickler delivers inside, and Sam Holthaus will get a second walk of the day.
That's only ball three.
Oh, it is. Okay. Oh, Sam had flipped the bat already. He was just about to first base, and now Blaine Ottman is saying it hit him.
No. He's telling Holthaus that it was ball three. Is Holthaus saying it hit him?
Yeah, I think Sam's arguing that it maybe clipped him inside. Now a little discussion with the base umpire.
I thought it was a count issue. I mean, how are you going to ask the base ump here? What is the base ump going to tell you?
Well, exactly. He's going to live with the home plate umpire's call.
Well, you have one guy who was 3 feet away and one guy who was 100 feet away.
Right. So Sam thinking that it hit him because the pitch was inside, but he thought it clipped him a little bit. Three balls, two strikes would be the count.
I'm actually kind of shocked that this conversation has gone on as long as it has.
Oh
my word.
Base.
Mr. Hawes is, yeah, I was going to say.
Now we're getting Ted Hawes out of the Hinkley dugout, and he's going to have words with the home plate umpire as the home plate umpire saying, let's go and fall ground and have this conversation.
I mean, you're right there. It's
you
not like
heard it.
You would have heard it. It wasn't a foul tip or anything like that, and there's where you have the argument for the base ump, but on a pitch inside that the base ump saw that it hit him and the plate umpire whose face was right on it said it didn't hit him, and the base umpire overrules the plate umpire. I mean, I didn't think it hit him. Holthaus did, and Sam's a hitter, Randy. He's not going to look for that free pass.
I didn't think it hit him either. But Sam claiming it hit him, and apparently the base umpire saw something different too.
Wow. It's an interesting start to the game. You get five on the board. Interestingly, I mean, you get the two RBI single for Schmitz. Miller with an RBI. RBI for Holthaus with the bases loaded walk last inning. But, yeah, kind of a strange start to the game.
Cole Schmitz is at second. Sam Holthaus at first. Three runs in the inning. And Justin Schrader fouls it off his foot in the first pitch. Swings again at that first pitch. And 0-1 to Justin.
And who made the call first? The base umpire. Because he could see that one. That one's more his call, Randy.
Yeah. Richmond leading 5-0, folks. We're in the top of the second inning. Schrader back into the box. Royals picking up three hits so far in the inning. There's been an error. Pitch low to Justin. And the count, 1-1.
All this coming with two outs. Adams and Thielen
made the first two outs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the pitch, a lollipop of a breaking ball that floats over the outside corner, and the count, 1-2.
And Hinkley's out of this inning if Corey Schmidt fields that ball at second base to throw at Elsheyer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Here, Schrader driving it a long way down the right field line. In the corner, it's a fair ball. It'll score Schmitz. Holthaus pulls into third. Schrader to second, and that ball fair down in the right field corner, maybe by a foot or so. It was not much, but Justin has ended the day for right-hander Ben Sickler.
Sickler flips the ball to his manager, and Randy, I mean, Schrader gets under that ball. That's planted a few rows deep into the cornfield.
You made the comment when Schrader hit into that double play, Kirby. He drilled it.
Yeah, all over it.
He was all over it, absolutely. So we have a pitching change. Let's do this. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in a minute.
Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. You want more from a compact utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the newest Massey Ferguson tractors, offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be, and why Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
It's a Central Minnesota tradition, broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Pitching change for Hinkley, Kirby.
Into the game comes Chase Oslin from Quamba. The Cub comes into the game, as that'll be the afternoon for Ben Sickler. Still runners at second and third, and it starts with Kyle Buddy, ninth man to hit for Richmond here in the second.
Still two outs, runners at second and third, and the pitch to Buddy, a strike called from Oslin, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Kyle Buddy so far today. He popped up to the first baseman, and the breaking ball from Oslin. That's a called strike, too, and 0-2. So Kyle seen fastball, curveball. Oslin, a right-hander, big, tall kid.
Wow.
Beanpole.
Yeah, I bet you he's 6'6". All a 6'6 there. Fastball in the dirt. Ah, Cole Schmitz decides, or actually make it Sam Holzhaus decides not to come in from third base. He just didn't get that early jump. There is quite a bit of room behind home plate.
Yeah. There is. Up six, probably take a shot on that one.
Yep.
But you hesitate, you're dead. So, and if you hesitate, stay put, right?
You bet. 1-2 the count. Oslin will work from the stretch. He's twirling that ball around in his hand. Now brings it to his glove. And the right-hander comes home. Curveball, Buddy will chip this one foul down the first baseline. Dylan Jude, going to go pick that up. Jude coaching at first base. Blaine Ottman over at first.
Jude's got two sets of batting gloves, elbow guards on each arms right now. That tells you that we're sending the plate here, right?
There's a curveball that Buddy takes inside. The catcher thought he had strike three. The pitcher, home plate umpire said no.
Pitcher thought he clipped it too.
And the Hinkley faithful that are outnumbering the Richmond faithful in front of us, they are not happy.
Now, if we were on the other side of the third base dugout, that'd where the Richmond Army is, they're loving that call.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Buddy. That's high. 3-2, and Kyle.
No, that's...
Kyle thought it was ball four, and now he's got to put the armor back on. Four runs in the second for Richmond. They lead 6-0. Second and third. 3-2 the count. Oslin comes to the set and is pitched to Buddy. Fastball fouled to the backstop. What else would happen on 3-2?
That was a healthy hack right there, bud, Buddy.
Yeah, Kyle sitting fastball that time, Kerb.
I kind of hooked him his first time up with Sickler. This Oslin has come with some heat.
Here comes Oslin's pitch. Ooh, inside, ball four. And yet another walk for Hinkley pitching today.
Royals bat around here in the second inning with four on the board.
So the first batter Oslin faces, he walks. And it'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate.
Dusty got the second inning party started with a little soft flyout.
And Oslin will deliver to Adams, and Dusty fouls this back and out of play in the count 0-1.
Reminder, kindly return all foul balls to the concession stand.
Balls, one strike. Holthaus over at third. Schrader at second. Buddy at first. Four here in the second. A slap hit over to first. It's fielded there, and the unassisted put out for first baseman Osmus will end Richmond's second inning. But they do a lot of damage. Four runs on one, two, three, four hits. There was an error, and the base is left loaded. 1.5. It's Richmond 6, Hinkley nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
Imagine a world where going to the bank is more than just a chore. With Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's a place you can see people who have become like friends. It's where lending dreams come true. Saving is their superpower. And full-service banking for individuals, farmers, and businesses available to all. What more could you ask for? Find banking for believers at Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Because friendly still counts. Visit fmpeers.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Kansas.
Second inning, bottom of the second. Luke Jokla facing Corey Schmidt, Sean Asmus, and TJ Johnson. And Schmidt swings at the first pitch from Jokla, strike one. Six runs, four hits for Richmond. No errors, no runs, no hits in an air for Hinckley. Joklo's fastball just missing the outside part of the plate. And the count, one ball, one strike. There again, Cole a little surprised. These pair of umpire, Kirby, very small strike zone. As it popped up in the infield. Over at second base, Kyle Buddy calling for it. And Kyle will make the catch for the out.
A smaller zone in our first game today, the Kimball game, Randy. Changes the game.
It does change the game, yeah.
See the score inflate a little bit. Walks.
I think Hinckley pitchers thought they had a few strikes too.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's just not the way it is. You got to play it the way it's umped, I guess. And the first pitch is a strike call to Osmus in 0-1.
Would you consider the zone you had as an umpire when you umped big? Or
I would say it was generous. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. 0-1 the count. Here's Osmus, a ground ball foul down the first baseline.
He's my line I use is my Little League and Babe Ruth umping career. I am not an hourly employee, so zone was a little bigger.
Yeah. Well, it's two strikes. Osmus drills this up the middle. That's a solid base hit.
These guys have hit the ball hard a couple times. The double play ball, or excuse me, the flyouts in the first inning, Sickler and Johnson, those were squared up pretty good. That one tagged right up the gut.
Yeah, Luke grooved a fastball right down Broadway, though. And TJ Johnson stepping up to the plate. With one out and one on. First hit for Hinckley today. Joe Club works from the stretch and the pitch, a curveball strike and 0-1. No balls, one strike.
Can't hit the six-run homer, Randy. Haven't seen it yet, so you got to start nibbling away if you're Hinckley.
Down in front.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Kyle Buddy's mother walking by, so I had to tell her. She was bringing popcorn and water to her family, feeding the family. That's what Karen does.
Classic Randy, picking on the nicest person alive.
Karen, you want to say hi to Mom and Dad? They are listening, yeah. Yeah. At the plate, with a count of two balls, one strike, is TJ Johnson. Can you describe somebody blushing on the radio?
Well, a pinkish hue skin tone on Karen Buddy.
Pitch low for a ball and 3-1 now to TJ Johnson.
This is what you don't want to do. If you're Luke Jokler, Randy, you've been gifted a 6-run lead. Attacking would be the idea.
Going at these hitters. Osmus takes his lead, and Johnson drills this to left field. Looking up, Dusty Adams, and this is gone.
Wow.
No doubter planted it in the cornfield, did TJ Johnson. Wow.
3-1 pitch. If you're sitting on something meaty, you get it. Dusty, I mean, maybe a step back, and he knew it right off the bat, Randy. Yeah. That thing was long gone.
Long gone. They got a big... advertising monster with the scoreboard in left field, Kirby. And, yeah, well over that scoreboard.
So 6-2.
Yep, cannot become complacent, that's for sure. A couple RBIs there for Johnson, 6-2, and Lucas Willis stepping into the batter's box, the first left-handed hitter we've seen from Hinckley today. It's the first pitch of ball, and now that pitch outside in 2-0.
Falling behind here and getting into that hitter advantage count.
2-0 the count to Lucas Willis. Jared Brennan on deck. Time called by the batter. Those are the kind of home runs Cole Schmitz hits.
High arcing
and get it above the grandstand here where we can't even see. We lose sight of it. Where it goes, there's a strike call on the inside corner and 2-1. And the pitch from, that just misses.
Google Maps and the measure distance feature, Randy, has the left field line at 295.
Okay.
It's a high wall.
Three balls, one strike. There's ball four. Wow. Those pitches. Not missing by much, and Cole Schmitz turns around, has a little conversation with the home plate umpire. And it'll bring Jared Brennan to the plate.
308 to right, 341 right center. 383 to center.
Yep. As the pitch coming to Brennan, that's low and inside. Cole Schmitz knocking it down, saving that one from going to the backstop.
And falling behind again, Randy.
1-0 the count to Jared Brennan. He's the DH. Isaiah Brennan, the shortstop on deck, the number nine hitter. His bottom part of the order, middle and bottom. Jokla is struggling with right now. The pitch low and in the strike zone and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Schmitz throws down that sign. Jokla's pitch, fastball right down the middle and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Jokla ready on the mound. Time called. Again by the batter. And now he steps back in the box. The kick, the pitch. There's a strike called and 2-2. Well, I discovered from that pitch that the umpire maybe likes it up in the strike zone.
Gotcha. That's where you don't want to pitch as a pitcher.
I know. By the letters. From the belt to the letters. Dangerous. And here's a ground ball to third. Altshire to second for one. The relay to first. Holthaus can't get the scoop. Backed up by Cole Schmitz. And so safe at first is Brennan.
Get the lead runner.
And, nice play by Chase.
Chase, yeah. Double play ball. Kyle, the low throw. Holthaus couldn't dig it out. Get that lead runner, though. Not the worst thing.
Willis forced out, and Isaiah Brennan, the number nine hitter, comes up to the plate. Two outs. Or Hinckley here in the second, a 6-2 Richmond lead. As Brennan will take the curveball for a strike and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Jokla kicks and delivers. And that pitch is high and away. And the count at 1-1. 1-1. Brennan calls for time again as Jokla had come to the set.
These guys do that a lot.
They do. 1-1. Jared Brennan leads from first. And the pitch. There's a fly ball that's going to head foul and out of play. And the count at 1-2 now to Isaiah Brennan. Thanks for your help. 1-2, 2 outs, and 1 on. Leadoff hitter, Max Sickler in the on-deck circle. Jokla ready. Curveball up the middle. Bacchus fields, flips to Buddy for the out. That'll do it for the Knights in the second. 2 runs for Hinckley on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 left on base. We have played 2. Richmond 6. Hinckley 2. More baseball to come in 1 minute here on KASM with Kirby Hamish.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
To the third 6-2 baseball game here on your Sunday night. It's Carter Thielen, Adam Bacchus, Chase Elshire, 891 in the Richmond batting order as they look to tack on. Gave a couple runs back there. And first offering from Oslin to Carter Thielen, missing high for a ball. Carter hitting a ball off of pitcher Ben Stickler, then fielded nicely at second base by Isaiah Brennan to throw out Carter last inning for out number two in the third. Two quick ones, Randy, and then Richmond got cooking. They went single, air, RBI single, two RBI single, hit by pitch, RBI double. As the 1-2 pitch missing down and away, evening our count up at 2-2, I believe.
You know, there's a lot of Oslins up in the Amora area, and that's Quamba's not that far from Amora, Kirby.
Sure.
I wonder if Chase had the opportunity to pitch at Amora.
Pitch to Carter is cut on and missed. It was 2-1. Now it goes 2-2. Richmond by four. Top of the third inning. Opening round of the 99th State Amateur Baseball Tournament. 2-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. Country Hardball gets past Carter for out number one and the first strikeout for Chase Oslin. So one down, Adam Bacchus into the batter's box. Or would you call it the batter's Bacchus if it's the way they announce it here in Faribault, as the first offering to Adam. Off speed, curls in there for a strike. Bucky lined a single up the gut. Got to second base on that air off the bat of Chase Elshire and came around to score on a Cam Miller RBI knock. As Adam pops a bunt up, this ball will drop foul as he tries bunting for a hit right there. And he's now in a hole at 0-2. Plenty of state tournament experience for Bacchus. He was on the Royals' 12, 13, 14, 18 state tournament team. Shortstop. Wasn't hit ninth back then, though, Randy.
No, he was not.
More 1-3 back in those days.
And he's still a relatively young guy yet.
Be 31, I'd say. Turned 32.
Yeah.
This upcoming March the 8th as the two-strike pitch to Bacchus cut on and missed. And Oslin gets Adam to Chase. Chase gets him to Chase for two quick ones. And now it'll be Chase versus Chase as Elshire walks into the batter's box. Heater's got some zip, Randy.
Oslin is bringing it.
This guy, I don't believe, played early 90s St. Scholastica College baseball.
No.
As the first pitch to Elshire, off speed, hit on the ground toward short. Isaiah Brennan up with it. The throw across in time in an easy 1-2-3 third inning for Oslin and the Knights in the field. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played 2.5, 6-2 Richmond onto the third in 1.5 minutes.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Dan, Mike, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Huel, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoon at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Congratulations and make some noise down at the state tournament to all of our local area teams. Come back and tell Dusty and Corky all about it at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Bottom of the third, top of the order. First pitch, Sickler sends one deep to left. Adams going back on the track with a play and one pitch. A high sky fly out to left for out number one.
Right by the big cow.
Didn't even notice that. I was noticing Dusty's route and catch, and Randy's got milking on the mind.
I'm looking at the big cow on the billboard, yep.
So one pitch, one out as Johnson into the batter's box, and Trevor looks at a off-speed pitch in there for a strike, and Trevor's the catcher now for Hinkley Randy, and He didn't like that call. He looked back at the plate umpire saying, well, why don't we get that one? As Jokula's one-strike pitch, that is hit up the middle and through for a one-out single by Trevor Johnson. And runs the Knights are squaring Luke up a little bit here.
Well, I look back to the first inning. They had two fly balls, Kirby, that were hit extremely hard in the first inning, and then a ground ball to Bacchus that was hit hard. Last inning, they got two runs on a base hit and a towering home run. They have hit Luke pretty hard here yet. We're fortunate we're up 6-2.
Isaiah Haas into the batter's box as Jokula with one on and one out. First pitch to Haas, missing low for a ball. Haas bounced out to Adam Bacchus to end the first inning. Runner aboard is Trevor Johnson. 6-2 Richmond as the 1-0 pitch missing for a ball. Now 2-0. Sun sets in like kind of dead or right in the left field corner, it looks like here. As Jokula's 2-0 offering, that is on the corner for a strike to move it to 2-1. Luke starting this game. Quick 1-2-3 first inning. Two-run home run he allowed to TJ Johnson. Last inning in the second inning. It may or may not have landed yet. As the 2-1 offering right here from Jokula, that is hit out on the right field line, evening the count up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Richmond went 2 in the first. Walk, hit by pitch, walk for a run, and a 4-6-3 double play that got another run in. As Jokula set, his 2-2 offering off speed, tapped in front of the mound, fielded by Luke. He'll have one play. It's just a first as he makes that play, flipping it over to Holthaus, 1-3 for out number two. Wise move right there from Jokula, Randy, not even assuming that he wasn't going to have a play at second.
We've talked about this for weeks. Take what is given to you and make sure you get an out.
There's a segment on Scott Van Pelt's always got that show after Monday Night Football,
yeah.
And he calls it trying to do too much. And that's kind of what you look at right there. Is this pitch chopped foul down the third baseline by Corey Schmidt? And Schmidt flew out to Kyle Buddy to start last inning, the second. Runner aboard at second base here is Trevor Johnson. He advanced to second on that bounce out to Jokula a moment ago. Luke, a look at second base. He comes home. One strike pitch. That is cut on and missed by Schmidt. Corey's in a hole at 0-2. For our Stearns County brethren listening back home, no, this is not the Roscoe Ranger Corey Schmidt.
There can be more than two.
There's more than...
There's more probably Kirby Hemishes in this world.
Well, I don't know about that. 0-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. Corey chases high as Jokula goes above the letters for the strikeout. That is for Luke. Strikeout number one. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one runner left on base. We've played 3-6-2 Richmond. On to the fourth. 99th Annual State Amateur Baseball Tournament. We're back in 90 seconds.
Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability, Columbia Gear is looking to add you to their successful team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. Columbia Gear has more than 70 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies. Benefits include great pay, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.